Immigration was a big campaign issue this year, from mass deportation to building a wall. Now that election is over, some immigrant groups are struggling with the results. Many here in Georgia are trying to prepare for what could be next under a Trump administration. WABE's LEU reports.
About 100 families with their kids trickle into this community center in Carrollton, Georgia. It's the Friday after Election Day, and they've come to hear how Trump's win could affect them and their families.
Our Lord, thank you for everything that you give to us, your love, your mercy.
Gila Gonzalez of Latinos United of Carroll County leads the group in prayer before the information session begins. The younger kids are taken to the back rooms by volunteers to help keep them occupied and relatively quiet.
Can you guys get like in a circle right here like we do at school?
The students sip on their Capri Suns and make paper airplanes out of construction paper. Here they're having a good time, but out front their parents listen to an immigration lawyer trying to calm nerves about possibilities of being separated from these children. That's if the parents were deported. Attorney Amy Velasquez.
What is in our control, it's out of our control, the fact that he's going to be our president. What is in our control is we can inform ourselves, we can educate ourselves, and we can plan. And we can, that's the best we can do at this particular point in time. So
Velasquez fields questions from the crowd, like, can a child lose their citizenship if their parents are not here legally? Or can immigration agents enter their house without permission? Or just how much power does the president have in deporting people?
The question was, okay, so the president is limited by Congress's control of the budget. Could a billionaire president use his own money to go and start searching for people and building a wall and whatever else he wants to do? And the answer is no.
Velasquez explains there are checks and balances in the U.S. government. She doesn't expect radical changes overnight, but she tells the crowd to hope for the best and plan for the worst, including separation from their children. 14-year-old Rio Martinez Gomez is grappling for what could be next for his family. He came with his father and younger brother to the meeting. He's American, and the election results, he says, felt like a door shut on him.
Because my parents, they're not American, they're not USA citizens, so it's going to be really hard to keep on going my dreams without them.
He says right now he's trying to act calm and normal, as if things are not going to change. Karen, a mother of three, has been in this country without legal status for 14 years. She says she's talked to her American children about the possibility of being separated, too. She says she has a brother who's in the country legally they could stay with.
My little son, he's 6-year-old, Aaron. He asked me what happened if he deport me. And I told her, don't worry, you have your uncle here. They take care of you. And they say, no, I want to stay with you.
She says she doesn't want them to grow up in her native Honduras because she says there's no future for them. Jennifer Martinez says she hasn't been able to sleep over the last several days. The 25-year-old has DACA, a program created by President Obama for young people brought to the country when they were children. Trump has vowed to end DACA, and she fears she'll be separated from her family and sent to Mexico.
I think about that and I freak out because I have a little baby. And every day I just think on him, like, what if I get, you know, deported?
President-elect Trump has pledged in his campaign to deport all 11 million unauthorized immigrants. On Sunday, he told CBS's 60 Minutes his priority now was to deport 2 to 3 million immigrants who Trump estimates have criminal records. Trump said he would figure out how to deal with undocumented immigrants who aren't criminals once the border is secure and work on a, quote, great immigration bill. Martinez has her hopes up.
I'm just praying to God that he is the president. But now that he saw that Hispanics voted for him, too, to be, like, not too harsh on us. You know what I'm saying?
Trump's policies on deportation may not that be far off from President Obama's. Despite his executive actions to allow some immigrants to stay temporarily, more than 2 million people have been deported since Obama's taken office in 2009. LEU WABE News.